WPLN News. A recent ICE raid in Memphis has raised new questions about an immigration call center in Nashville. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers arrested more than 120 people in Memphis on Sunday. Immigrant advocates say that more raids could happen if ICE opens a call center in Donelson.
This is not a hotline. This is an enforcement command center.
That's Adriana Rivera of the Florida Immigrant Coalition. She says that the call center may be part of a federal operation, but that it will be privately operated.
Why is a massive federal deportation operation being outsourced to private industry? Who will have access to the data? Who will be tracking us? Who will be accountable when the system gets someone's identity wrong?
The call center would be the most recent collaboration between the state and federal immigration authorities. This year, Tennessee's Republican supermajority passed several laws in line with the White House's immigration agenda. Well, Nashville police exchanged gunfire with a suspect at a hotel on Dickerson Pike in East Nashville yesterday while investigating a stolen vehicle. In a post on social media, the police department said nobody was hit. They say the suspect and two other people who had been in the Royal Inn hotel room were taken into custody. WPLN reached out for more details, but a Metro Police spokesperson said no more were available at the time. The use of force comes less than a week after a Metro SWAT officer fatally shot a man on Saturday. That officer was promptly decommissioned. Both MNPD and the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation are looking into that incident. Tennessee could spend $1 billion federal dollars on rural health pilot programs over the next few years, and the first round of projects just got announced. This is money from the Trump administration's Rural Health Transformation Fund. States have to compete for the money every year, and Tennessee brought in more than $200 million for year one. Tennessee is spending the money on a few priority areas. First up were projects categorized under Healthy Active Rural Tennessee, things like upgrades to parks and trails, playground access, wellness centers, and more. The goal? Improving health outcomes for children, mothers, and older adults. Future rounds will focus on priorities like maternal health and medical record management. It's called Transformation Fund because the projects that get funded are intended to employ new strategies to make rural communities healthier. But this program has a lot of critics nationwide. The Trump administration created the fund amid blowback to the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, which made massive cuts to health spending. Opponents say this funding won't offset the damage. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.